Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Nikki. I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I help you?
Yes, I need to file a new unemployment claim.
Yes, ma'am. You was calling to file a claim. Is that correct, ma'am?
That's right. I've never filed one before, so I was hoping somebody could direct me through it.
Yes, ma'am. I'd be more than happy to assist you with that. First, can I please have your social so I can be able to take a look at your account for you?
Yes, ma'am. It's 418-903632.
418-903632.
That's right.
And you said this is going to be your first time filing?
Yes, ma'am.
Can I please have your first name?
Elena. E-L-A-I-N-A.
And your middle initial?
M.
And your last name?
Scott.
That's going to be Elena M. Scott?
Yes, ma'am.
And what is your date of birth?
2-14-58.
Right on Valentine's Day.
That's me.
Okay, that's awesome. Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, I am.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, understanding English?
No.
What is your preferred language?
English.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
I am disabled. I'm classified as disabled, but I've been working part-time.
Yes, ma'am. Did you serve on active duty in United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
What's the highest grade you completed in school?
2 years of college.
Okay, thank you. What is your mother's main name?
Summerhill.
You said Summerhill?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. Do you have a driver's license?
Yes, I do.
What is your driver's license state and the number?
It's Alabama 800-1435.
That's 800-1435, is that correct?
That's right.
Do you want your benefits going direct deposit or to the benefits card?
Direct deposit, please.
Do you want that going to your checking on your savings?
It can go into my checking.
Yes, ma'am. And what is your... Yes, ma'am. And what is your routing number?
That's what I was getting at right now.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
I knew you were going to need that as soon as you said it.
Oh, yes, ma'am. You read my mind.
I don't know why I didn't think about that. I guess I was... Here we go. Routing number is 26-22-75-835.
That's
26-22-75-835.
Is that correct? 26-22-75-835. Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much for the information. And what is your account number?
The only thing I know is my debit card number. Will that work?
No, ma'am. It has to be like an account number, a traditional bank that you can be able to walk into.
Yeah. I don't know. I've got a bank statement right here somewhere. What if they put the whole thing on the bank statement? I don't use checks or anything, so I don't normally have that information handy. Even my job I've had for almost 4 years, everything went to direct deposit. I see one in here somewhere. It's down here. Now it's only going to give me the last three numbers on my account number. my savings and both my checking accounts. Yeah, it only gives me the last three numbers, so what do I need to do on that?
Okay, did you want me to put you down for the benefits card?
Can I change that later?
Yes, ma'am. You can be able to change your banking information later.
Okay, well, let's just do that, you know.
Yes, ma'am.
I'll change it when I get the whole number.
Yes, ma'am. If you get approved, you will receive your benefits card within 5 to 7 business days.
Okay.
And what is your mailing address?
It's 334 Jack Coleman Drive, Northwest, Huntsville, Alabama, 35805.
Okay, you said Jack, Alabama.
No. It's Jack Coleman Drive is my address. Northwest,
in the city?
Huntsville, Alabama.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much for the information.
No problem.
And that's going to be 334 Jack Coleman Drive, Northwest, Huntsville, Alabama, 35805. Is that correct?
Yes, that's right.
Is your resident address different from your mailing address?
No, it's the same.
Has your address changed in the last year?
No, it has not.
And what is your telephone number?
256-945-4136.
256-945-4136. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
And what is your email address?
It's Elaina, E-L-A-I-N-A, dot, 58, at Gmail, gmail.com.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much. That's going to be your first name, dot, Scott, 58, at gmail.com.
That's right.
Okay, thank you. Your mailing address is 334 Jack Coleman Drive, Northwest, Huntsville, Alabama, 35805. Is that correct?
That's correct.
It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. You will be asked to answer randomly generated questions. Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? It's a Gaston, it's a Bessemer, it's a Dothan, it's a Decatur, or is it none of the above?
And which one has what to me?
Which one you associated with?
It would be Bessemer.
Okay, thank you. Based on your background, in what city is 3211 Churchview Way? Is it Dauphin Island? Is it Hueytown? Is it Tuscaloosa? Is it Union Springs? Or had never been associated with this address?
That's Hueytown.
Okay, thank you. Which of the following vehicles have you ever owned or leased? Is it a 1988 Acura Legend? Is it a 1991 Honda Accord? Is it a 1992 Toyota Celica? Is it a 1994 Eagle Talon? Or had never been associated with any of these vehicles?
I'm trying to remember. I had a Honda Accord. It was my mother's. I don't know if I transferred it to me or not. I guess without remembering, I'd have said none.
Okay, you said none of it. Is that correct?
Right. Unless I had my mother's when she passed transferred to me, then I just can't. I can't verify that.
Yes, ma'am. I'm so sorry for your loss.
Thank you. It's been some time ago, but I just can't remember that far back.
Yes, ma'am. I can understand that. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? Is it 606 Rosebud Street? Is it 613 Devon Drive? Is it 65 Corkin Avenue? Is it 909 Mountain Brook Road? Or had never been associated with any of these addresses?
None of those sound familiar.
Yes,
I lived in Lipscomb once, and I lived in Tuskegee once, but it's been too many years ago. I don't remember.
Yes, ma'am. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? It's at 1007 New St. Francis Street. It's at 312 Linda Avenue. It's at 4178 Memorial Parkway Southwest. It's at 55 Uden Way. Or I had never been associated with any of these addresses.
None of those sound familiar. I live in Huntsville, and I know I live close to Memorial Drive, but it wasn't on Memorial Drive.
Okay, thank you. Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, I have not.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama where employed that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No, I have not.
Okay, thank you. Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you receive notification that you have a TRA certification?
Since I don't know what that is, I would say no.
Yes, ma'am. A TRA is something like a trade.
Oh, no. No, I haven't received anything like that.
Yes, ma'am. When was the last day that you worked?
It was a week ago Monday. What was that, the 20th? 18th?
What's that, on the 18th?
If Monday before last was the 18th, that's
yes,
when
ma'am.
I played off.
Yes, okay. Ma'am. Thank you. Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No, I'm not.
Are you currently working solely on... I'm sorry.
I said, but yes, I've been able to work, but I'm not affiliated. I don't have my own business.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much for that. Are you currently working solely on commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No, neither.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Full-time, no.
In order to be...
children.
Yes, ma'am, I can understand that. Mm-hmm. In order to be eligible for unemployment, you must be seeking and willing to immediately accept full-time work.
Okay, to get unemployment, I must be seeking full-time work?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, I guess I may have to do that.
Okay, did you want me to change that to yes for you, or you wanted to say no?
No, I've got to have my unemployment until they can rehire me, so... I guess I'll just have to make do.
Okay. Is that going to be yes?
Yes, ma'am. Just put a yes.
Okay. Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade occupation?
I'm sorry, am I what?
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
No, I wouldn't be able to do night. I don't have anyone for my children.
In order to be eligible for unemployment, you must be able and willing to accept work during the hours, the days, and the shifts.
Well, just put me down as yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
One way, you say?
Yes, ma'am.
25, maybe.
Okay, that's going to be 25 miles.
That's a little much, isn't it? It takes a lot of gas, as high as gas is. I just put it at 20.
Yes, ma'am. Let me change that to 20 for you.
Yes, please.
What is the lowest hourly wage you will sell?
The lowest out of the way what?
What is the lowest hourly wage you will sell?
$14.
Okay, thank you. $14, is that correct?
Yes.
Do you attain work exclusively through a union hiring home?
I'm not a union now.
You said that's going to be no?
Did you ask me if I was in a union?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, no, I'm not. I'm a no union.
Okay, thank you. Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No.
What is your job title and description?
I'm a quality inspector.
Okay, thank you. You said you're a quality inspector. Is that correct?
Quality inspector,
Yes, ma'am. What's your job description? Were you inspecting, testing, grading, sorting, sampling, or weighing non-agricultural raw materials or processed machines, parts or products?
No, I didn't work with any of those.
What is your job description?
I would inspect commercial businesses to verify they were being cleaned properly.
Okay, let me find the one that's more similar to that one.
It's a professional cleaning service. Office cleaning.
Okay. Find the one that's more similar to it. That's not the one when you're working with motor vehicles, inspecting it.
No. This would be more like under housekeeping or maids or, something like that. I would go in and see that they, were cleaning properly. So I don't know how you have it listed.
This one dealing with work orders. Parts and products. Okay, that's not the one. Processing equipment and facilities. Logging operations. That's not the one.
I went to different facilities, so I don't know, but I would go to 170 different facilities.
Okay, what is dealing with pollution to protect the public and environment?
No.
Okay, this probably be the one. Designing, developing, testing, and evaluating a terrorist system for mention, production process, including human work factors. Is that the one?
That sounds more close. That's about as close as we're going to get, probably.
Yes, ma'am, most definitely. Are you seeking work in your current occupation?
I would prefer, yes.
Okay, thank you. What is the name of your employer?
It's Office Pride of Alabama.
Is that going to be the name on your pay stub?
I believe so. My direct deposit, so I don't ever see it, but I'm sure it is.
Okay, let me go ahead and add your employer to it. And what is the name once again? I do apologize.
That's all right. Office Pride, and I believe it's of Alabama.
Okay, you said Office Pride of Alabama. Is that correct?
Of Alabama, yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much for the information. And what is your employer address?
We just moved, and I think that's why they're laying off, because they had a fire. We had a fire, and we've had to move. And I don't have that new address.
I could look it up for you. Would it be okay?
Okay. Yeah, that'd be great if you could do that.
Yes, ma'am. And what city and state?
It's Huntsville, Alabama, and it's right off Triana Boulevard.
Okay, that's going to be 3411 Triana Boulevard, Southwest, Suite B.
Okay, yeah.
Is that correct?
Sounds about right.
Okay, thank you. Would it be okay if I put the zip code for you?
Yes, ma'am, that's fine.
Okay, thank you. How's your day going so far?
Oh, I guess it's going okay. Just trying to get back into being at home.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Here with the kids, trying to get them ready to go back to school.
Yep, they ain't got too long for them to go back to school.
I think their first day is the second. So,
yes,
got one
ma'am.
Going second, one going in fourth.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, it is. They need it. I lost my son a few months ago, so they need it just like I do.
Yes, ma'am. Would it be okay if I add the telephone number to it?
That's fine. Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. What is your employment start date?
I think it was sometime in September of 2018.
Was it like the beginning, the middle?
It's going to be about the middle of September. It was right after the kids started to school, if I'm not mistaken. But this would have been my fourth year with them.
Is the 15 okay?
That's fine.
And you said 2018?
Yes, ma'am.
When was the last day that you worked?
They laid me off Monday morning, so I didn't work that day. I was on vacation the week before. The Friday before the 4th.
Okay, you said that Friday before the 4th of July?
Yes, ma'am.
That was on the 1st?
Okay. That was the last day before I went on vacation.
Yes, ma'am. And what city and state the work was performed in?
What city and state was what?
Was the work performed in? Yes, ma'am.
In Huntsville, Alabama.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much. Did you receive any vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No.
Okay, thank you. Have you applied for a pension, or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No.
Is this your separate employer, your last employment?
This employer?
Yes, ma'am.
Is he what?
Is this your last employment?
Right. This is my last place that I worked.
Okay. Why are you no longer working?
I just got laid off.
Okay, that's laid off as no work is available?
I guess things were just slowing down. And like I said, we'd had a fire and the money just went. We just lost a big account. So I got laid off.
Do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
To go towards my income tax?
Yes, ma'am. Did you want 10% coming out your unemployment check every week for federal income tax?
I'd rather do that than have to pay.
Yes, ma'am. I know that's right. Do you have a pen and paper so you could be able to write down your temporary PIN number?
Yeah, I just did. I got my paper here. Now I just got to find what to do with my pen. My couch probably ate it. It does everything else. Okay. This is my temporary one.
Yes, ma'am. This is going to be your temporary PIN number.
Okay. I'm ready.
Yes, ma'am. Your temporary PIN number is 3258.
That it?
Yes, ma'am. That's going to be your temporary PIN number. Did you want to repeat that number back to me?
Yeah, 3258.
Yes, ma'am. That's correct.
Okay.
The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements affected this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain active career application for the duration of the unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log into alabamaworks.alabama.gov/FOSNET and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefit. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claim use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification, either by telephone or internet, in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you chose to file via the internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov. If you file via the telephone number you should call each week is 800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday, due no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. Make your first certification, either by telephone or internet, next week. An information bullet will be mailed to you. This bullet explains your rights and responsibility and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instruction listed could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days or have a question about the information, please call 1-800-361-4524. We have completed I'm sorry.
4524.
Yes, ma'am. That's correct.
All right.
We have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions for me?
Yes, ma'am, I do. All of that that you just read off was very quick, but it will be in that booklet that I'm going to get, everything that I'm supposed to do.
Yes, ma'am. You should be able to receive your booklet within 7 days.
Okay, so that will instruct me what to do from that point. There's nothing I need to do between now and then.
The only thing that you need to do is just file your weekly certification on this Sunday.
On Sunday?
Yes, ma'am.
On Sunday. I thought you said I couldn't file anything on Sunday.
Yes, ma'am. You can be able to file on Sunday, but not on Saturday.
Oh, okay. Weekly certification.
Yes, ma'am.
And what number do I call for that?
Yes, ma'am. It's 1-800-752-7389.
Okay, and what am I going to, what is it going to ask and what do I need to do other than just call this number?
Yes, ma'am, it's going to ask you some questions on there. And you have to be able to put in your temporary PIN number before you end up being asked any questions.
Okay, all right. But I don't have to put in that I look for a job or anything before I get
You have to be able to put that in. And did you want to go ahead and update your online resume? Yes, ma'am. Okay. Yes, ma'am. Did you want to write down the website for you to update your online resume?
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. It's Alabama Words.
Hold on. Is that spell out Alabama? Is that right?
Yes, ma'am. That's correct. Okay.
Alabama Words.
Dot Alabama.
Dot. Okay, did I spell it Alabama again?
Yes, ma'am.
Dot Alabama.
Dot gov.
Okay.
/ FOSNET, which is spelled V like in Valerie. /.
Okay, so it's V O. Not zero or the
O like an orange.
Okay. VOS 1 or I, what was that?
It's VOSN like Nancy.
Okay, it's my writing.
E like Edward and T like Tom, then /
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. So, did you want to repeat that back to me?
B-O-S-N, I'm going to read my writing, E-T?
Yes, ma'am. Flash. That's correct.
Okay. And you say I do need to look for work between now and before I get that book?
Yes, ma'am. That's correct.
Okay. And is that before I do my online resume or what?
Yes, ma'am. You still have to be... Yes, ma'am. You still have to be able to look for work when you're filing your weekly certification every week.
Uh-huh.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, I wonder if today's Thursday, and most places are closed on the weekend, you know. So I didn't know what I could get done between now and tomorrow.
Yes, ma'am. You can be able to go on the website, or you could be able to go to your local career center to fill out applications.
Okay, well, I'll do that. And where's that career center at? Where do I look to find that at?
You could be able to Google your local career center, or you could be able to go on our website.
Okay, that's what I do.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, I'll do that.
Yes, ma'am. Do you have any more questions for me?
Well, I hope not. That's an awful lot to write down. But, Lord have mercy. Okay. Now, I guess the only thing I was going to ask is what did the benefits usually pay?
Okay. Now, the maximum is $275.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am. That's how much the maximum is.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
All right. Okay, well, and I should hear back on whether I'm rejected or accepted within 2 to 3 weeks, you said?
Yes, ma'am. They're going to be able to send you out a letter of mail to let you know if you've been approved, and it should take no more than 2 to 3 weeks for the process.
But in the meantime, call in every Sunday.
Every Sunday. Right? Yes, ma'am. That's okay. Correct.
All right. And it'll tell me when to upload my online resume or whatever, right?
Yes, ma'am. You can be able to update your online resume.
Uh-huh.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. As long as I don't mess it up, I'll get it done. All right.
Yes, ma'am.
Well,
it was
so
a pleasure
much.
For me speaking to you today. And thank you so much for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. Enjoy your day, ma'am.
Thank you much. Bye-bye.
You are more than welcome, and thank you so much for calling.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye. Yes, ma'am.